T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:44 is the time. At the top of the hour, we will be dealing more with the comments that were made, Al, by Chris Long on his podcast with Ryan Russillo. Very revealing stuff about the current state of the Eagles and about why he is not part of the team. Because I'm going to tell you one thing, Al. Howie Roseman can hide all he wants. His record ain't hiding.
No.
And that 2017 draft, 2 months after the parade, the great Jason Kelce speech, all that went on there, right, Al?
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't have had a worse draft.
No.
He got one player out of it, and we're still not even sure how Derek Barnett's going to pan out. Right now, he's still not tearing it up. He looks like he has the potential to be very good. Gets hurt a lot, a lot of penalties, a lot of issues with him, but you realize that's about all they got?
Sidney
Jones, Danelle Pumphrey. Awful players did they get in that draft? How bad was that draft? And remember how we would all come out and we would kind of bow our heads at Joe Douglas? If you look at that draft, Joe Douglas was there for that draft. What did he do? How did they whiff on all those picks? Matt Collins out. Now we know he was a wasted pick.
Was he the one lining up right?
Yeah, what do you mean lining up?
Graded out well.
No, I'm getting to that at the top of the hour because somebody needs, that guy that just called, he inspired me. We went, I need some heads to roll. I need one to roll at the top of the hour. Uh-huh. But before we do that, on line with us right now, looking very much forward to his thoughts on what happened on Sunday, Jason Kelce, the leader of the Philadelphia Eagles. How you doing, Jason?
Angela, what's up?
Well, I got to tell you, Jace, first of all, I don't have to say to you that we look to you to really give us some focus on what's going on with the team. And for the second time in a couple of weeks, you did not speak after the game on Sunday. Could you tell us why you would not speak?
I don't speak after games sometimes, but in Miami after the game, I got an X-ray. And by the time I was done getting dressed, I wanted to go see my family. And I explained that to a couple people in the locker room, but a lot of times people aren't interested in explanations and they just want to write stories. So whatever, but I'm here now. So what do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, first I want to know about the X-ray. Are you okay?
Yeah, good. X-ray came back negative.
All right, so you're good on that. Well, pretty much everything else after that came back negative too, Jason. So I'll just start with that.
True.
Help me to help this city to understand what happened Sunday in Miami.
We got beat. We got beat by a team that played better than us. Very frustrating, obviously. We're in a playoff mode. Every single game is important right now. The only thing that's really keeping us in it, and that's, good thing that you can take away from last week is that at least Dallas is struggling like we are right now, so we still have a shot at making the playoffs. But, it's a pretty embarrassing performance by us as a team. Didn't get the job done. I mean, offensively, we put up some points, but we had an opportunity to score a lot more against a defense that we were playing better against, but again, penalties derailed certain drives, dropped passes, took points off the board. Failed execution cost the team points at the end of the day, which resulted in costing us a win. And then obviously the defense, even though they played fantastically the last couple weeks before this, struggled in this one. So it's a little frustrating that we haven't been able to tie it together. It seems like when the defense is struggling, the offense hasn't been there to play well to get it done for them. And when the offense has been struggling, it just seems like we haven't been able to tie it together completely yet. But obviously, we still got a shot of making the playoffs. So once you get into the race, if you can just get into the dance, anything can happen. And, that's, you know, our mindset is, you know, obviously the playoffs, our mindset was the playoffs started last week, but, you know, with the way Dallas performed, we're still very much in it.
Well, I'll say this, Jason, that's a very fair appraisal of the X's and O's of the game. But Doug Peterson came on our show Monday and went to a more generalized sense of the attitude of the team versus the attitude of the Dolphins. And here's exactly what he said.
They played harder than we did. And that's why I said that I'm disappointed because of that, that they wanted this one a little bit more than we did. And they made the plays and we didn't.
Can you explain, Jason, if you agree that they played harder than you did, and if that's so, why would that be when the Dolphins were playing for nothing?
I don't know. I don't know. I can't answer that. We haven't been back to watch the tape because of a Monday game yet. I don't know if it was playing hard or if it's just a lack of consistency. To be honest, I think it was more a lack of consistent execution and performance. But obviously, you know, Doug's watched the tape, so if that's what he saw, then that's what he saw. And that's frustrating because that's not been our MO since he's been here. That's not been our MO over the last 3 years. I think we've been known as a team that's been a pretty doggone hard-fighting, hard-nosed, overachieving team, and obviously we didn't do that last week.
Well, you popularized the term hungry dogs, and we all embraced it when you guys won a Super Bowl. Is there a different feeling on the team now than there was 2 years ago, Jason?
Well, every year there's a different feeling, and I think that we were having a lot more success, so it's hard. It's never an apples-to-apples comparison. Whenever you're talking about closeness of a team or the momentum of a team. I mean, momentum is a serious thing. When you're winning game after game, when you're closing out close game after close game, when you're winning on 60-some yard kicks and finding ways to, crawl and fight for every single last point at the end of a game, and you're finding ways to win. That is a different feeling. I think that right now we're trying to find that. We're trying to get that done. I don't think it's like a guys aren't interested or guys don't care. I definitely don't think that that's the case. I just, for whatever reason, this team hasn't been disciplined enough and hasn't been able to get that, hasn't been able to overcome all these things in these close games to find a way to get the job done and get the win. So I think that, the feeling is always going to be different, but, so far this year, we're still trying to find, that momentum and that, consistency, especially at the end of games.
Jason, if you looked at that tape today and saw that there wasn't as much effort as there should have been in a game you guys needed to win, as a team leader, would you speak up? Would you say something to your teammates?
Yeah, of course. And I think that, I got to watch it. It didn't feel like to me that guys were just out there not giving effort and not caring. I think that that would have been a lot more evident on the sideline. You know, a drop pass isn't about not caring. It's a lack of concentration and focus, and it's poor execution. A penalty is very, very similar. I thought, for the most part, guys were giving good effort, but maybe I'm mistaken. I don't know I wasn't out there on special teams and I wasn't out there on defense. And only, those guys kind of know, everybody knows in their heart what they put out there. And, I'm not going to, I don't care how many yards Jalen Mills gives up. That's a guy that I don't question his effort, and I never have. That guy pretty much fights with everything he's got and, every characteristic that he has, his speed, all of his metrics, he gets the most out of all of that every week. That guy who's going against us, pretty darn good, apparently. But again, I don't think that he got beat because of lack of effort. I just don't see that. That's Jalen Mills doesn't come off to me like that type of person.
Another talking point of the game directly involves you and the offensive line. That is a very weak, statistically at least, a very weak team. The Dolphins were against the run. 46 passes, 19 runs in the game. Jason, if you felt that the running game needed more carries, if you felt as a player on the field, would you go to the sideline and lobby to get the coaches to call more runs?
We talked to the coaches a lot in-game about things. I mean, offensively, we were moving the ball, so it's hard to go up there and complain that we're not, you know, hey, we need to run the ball more. I mean, we were moving the ball effectively. We were just killing drives with, you know, like I said, either a penalty or a false start for the most part, or some type of a drop pass. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's easy to go to the coach when nothing's working offensively and you're like, hey, put it on us. Let's go run the ball. But when you're moving the ball effectively and you're putting up points, it's hard to go to him and be like, hey, I know what you're doing is kind of working, but let's do this other thing. But I think that, you know, for us, we're always excited to be able to run the ball. You mentioned that the Dolphins passed, or the Dolphins defense was weak against the run. I'm pretty sure they were like 30th ranked against the pass. So I don't think that they were good really at any metric. So I think that, you know, I thought that we had a good game plan going in and that we did some good things offensively. It just wasn't consistent enough. And, you know, you're never going to, you know, upset me and tell me that we need to run the ball more. But at the end of the day, I got faith in Doug Peterson. I got faith in Carson Wentz to get the job done. So, you know, I'm perfectly fine as long as everything's running smoothly and things are open and things are there and we're taking advantage of them. You know, I trust the coaches in that realm.
Jason, my last thing, and I appreciate your honesty, you know that. You just alluded to what our frustration is as fans, that the Dolphins were near the bottom of the league in all categories, and you guys lost to them after being up 2 scores. What is it going to take to turn this around? What do you need to do in the next 4 games?
I mean, we need to get back. It's the same thing as every week. I mean, I hate being, you know, a broken record. But you just need to look at yourself, what you did wrong in the game, and how you can get better. How you can lift others up. How you can, you know, get the most out of the people around you. How you can get the most out of yourself. Everybody just taking a look in the mirror is the only way that this thing ever gets better. This thing gets wrong when people start pointing fingers at other areas. When coaches start pointing fingers at players and players start pointing fingers at coaches, when front office and everybody's pointing fingers at everybody else, that's when this thing starts going downhill. When everybody just focuses on doing their job better, that's when you get out of stuff like this. The reality is, yeah, Miami was a team that has struggled this year. But that's the NFL, man. The NFL, anybody can win any week. Everybody has talent. Everybody on the Dolphins team was the best of the best of their college teams, and they can beat anybody any week, especially if you don't go out there and you don't perform the way you need to. And that's what happened to us. We didn't go out there. We didn't perform the way we should have and the way we could have, and we got beat by a team that has talent just like us. And the bottom line is, if you don't go in there every single week, and we haven't done this for 3 weeks now, we haven't gotten the win. And I think that, you know, it's very, very frustrating. But you know, kudos to Miami. They played their asses off. They played better than they have probably all year. But you know, that's not. I mean, we got to win that game, and we got to win every game up in front of us. So, you know, I'm just looking forward to going back to work this week. You know, getting back in there with the guys, with the coaches, and get ready for the New York Giants on Monday night.
Can you tell me what you had X-rayed?
Yeah, my foot.
Okay, and it's okay,
negative.
Right?
It's okay. It was more of a precautionary thing. It's been something, nothing that's been crazy that I noticed really, but I think it's just been going on for an extended period of time, so they felt that they wanted to make sure that there wasn't any type of stress fracture or anything in there.
Right. Well, take care of it because we need you on Monday night, Jason. Thank you so much, as always, for your honesty. I really appreciate it. Thanks. Jason Kelce. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, it's very important to hear from him after every game. Is there a better spokesman for a team than he is? Does he not take
answers?
He does not. Those pauses, he's not cooking up a politically correct answer. He's telling you what he really thinks. And he did, Al, he fully acknowledged that the attitude on this team is a lot different than it was 2 years ago because there's a different combination of players and all the other stuff. Here to analyze some of that is our good friend Mitch Williams. Hi, Mitch.
Good morning, all.
What do you think? You saw that game Sunday.
Yes.
It's still hard to believe, isn't
every
it?
Every excruciating minute of it I saw.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gotten to the point where it's hard to watch.
Yeah.
It really is.
And we're looking at culture. How do you lose to a team that bad, Mitch? You have to really have your head up your ass to do that.
You know what it takes sometimes?
Yeah.
It takes going into a situation like that where you're absolutely supposed to win.
Yeah.
And get your ass handed to you.
Yeah.
Before you really wake up and figure out, this is where we are. We are below the Dolphins right now as far as execution, capabilities, everything. We're below the Dolphins. If that doesn't shake that locker room up, nothing will.
Did you ever give up a home run to a terrible hitter?
Sure I did.
All right. Did you do it because you weren't as intense as you would have been against a great hitter?
Never.
No.
No. I took every at bat as a personal assault on me.
Right.
That's just how I looked at it. There were guys trying to take money off my plate.
All right, so it was never for apathy.
No.
Apathy was never an issue with
me. No, they asked me about the ignorance of apathy in this city, and I said, I don't know, and I don't give a crap.
Ava Graham's here, an update on our question today. Mitch will be here all morning. He's going to help us. He's going to help us find a soulmate for Eleanor Kerrigan. Mitch, you're good at that. You seem like a Cupid type.
Yeah. My wife and I have put together a couple of
see
couples
that
have been married.
He's a matchmaker. This is going to be fun.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.